Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Bleh.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yo, yo, yo.
The motherfucking saga continues. The motherfucking saga continues.
Cause when it comes to the real niggas, it makes the shit that much harder to deal with.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Blech.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 this is Cassidy the Hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, man. Easy.
Chill. Just keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cut, baby.
Man, don't change that dial. This your player from the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that dial. Wiggly.
Bernie Dulles, the Queen of Trap, representing Crenshaw. And you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What it is, what it ain't, what it do, is Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. And Off the Cuff Radio is always where it's at on Friday nights. West West, y'all.
Let's walk down to Virginia. I'm walking all the way up to Maryland, y'all. Hey, east over to Lando. Walk them on down to Georgia. Walking all through Montana. And walk back down to Florida. And let's walk them down to Alabama. An avenue, goddamn. I love my city, man. Walking on down to Virginia.
White tees, New Balance and Butters. I love my city, put it on my mama. In every city we go, all the ladies they love my city. We love go-go, Fabiato and Hobo, Badcock Museum, shawty check out the logo. I'm from a city where they
eat your feet.
She heard I was from D.C., she so super geek, geek, geek. She just wanted to take a tour through South East. Block party lit that and blocked off the whole street. All my cars I smack out the window. You can't see the end when I float past the shrimp boat. You can't say nothing about go-go until I say rest in peace Mike Dyke, Chuck Brown, and Polo. And you can't say nothing about go-go until I say rest in peace Mike Dyke, Chuck Brown, and Polo.
Hey, walk it down.
Let's walk down to Virginia.
Hey, walk it down.
I'm walking all the way up to Maryland, y'all. Hey,
East over to Lando. Walk them all down to Georgia. Walking all through Montana. And walk back down to Florida. And let's walk them down to Alabama.
We are now at episode 556 of Off the Cuff Radio. I'm your host, King Eric, the Media Assassin. And this show is sponsored by Buddy Boy Entertainment, Core Financial, Meet with a Nakata Picker, Schoolboy Radio, Da Vinci Clothing. And I am my host of the night, T-Max with the Facts on the Line. What's good, man?
Man, another tremendous Thursday on that fresh frequency. As you know, as OCC, Off the Cuff Radio, we are live and direct. Shout out to our co-host, this girl, our fan, Emily Chinchilla, of course, at the Basement Radio. And King, what a wonderful, funky, fresh way to set it off tonight. In this decorated series of the show we do and the history of it, we love and appreciate music from all genres, all backgrounds. We've interviewed rock artists. We've interviewed hip-hop artists. And this is the first for us on Off the Cuff tonight because we are not only interviewing our first go-go band, but we are interviewing two of the most legendary figures in go-go music history. And for those that are old enough to remember the days of Chuck Brown, Backyard Band, Junkyard Band, Rare Essence, just the whole, that whole DMV, Maryland, DC, VA sound, there was nothing like it. You knew when a go-go band came to town, it was going to be nothing but a party. And ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, we got to get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, BRJ. Hi.
What's going on? Hello.
What's up?
This is Taylor. What's up? We're good, man.
Y'all
we are rehearsing, getting ready, you know. Yeah, we're rehearsing tonight, you know, just making it happen.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We can hear
yes,
you.
Sir.
Can you hear
me okay? Good.
Absolutely.
Good. This is Taylor Reed, the original member of Trouble Funk, and the new group, PRJ. What y'all do? I hear you was pumping it. So, any questions
what?
For me, man? Anything?
Oh, yeah. We're right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we want to welcome. Yeah, we hear you.
All right.
Yeah, we are rehearsing tonight. Okay. Yeah, man, so we want to welcome you guys to Off the Cuff Radio. It's an honor to have you gentlemen on. And to start this thing off, man, you know, for those who are already followers, tell us about the new project you got going on, the Go-Go Solo Trouble Funk Project, and how it's different from the work you've previously done.
So what we've been doing, we mix in Trouble with a little bit more Go-Go, and we started to add music on top of it. We're bringing in Long Sleeve Steve, who's a rapper. He did two songs on the album. We wrote every song on the album, no sample. We write our own music. We've always done that, even when we started off with Pump, Pump, Pump Me Up back in the days and Drop the Bomb. You know, we've been all over the world with this. This is not the first time we've branched out and started a new group. We had one group called RK Funk. Well, I'm an RK Funk machine. You know, we did that. We worked with a lot of artists. We were on tour with Run DMC and all them back in the day. We just decided to come out and because we want this. This is our first album. We're doing three albums, 8 songs each album, and each album we're hoping to bring in more rappers and lay that raw go-go and let them get on it, and we'll just mix it in for them. So we're trying to do a lot of different things because things are changing. AI is coming, but it's not going to affect the music. The music is always going to be here. We just got to keep doing what we're doing. But the album is Taylor Reed, Robert Reed, and James Avery. That's TRJ, even though my name is Taylor Reed Jr. Longfleet Steve is my nephew. So we're making it happen. And the video, we just finished the Walking Down video. Doing well. We're getting maybe 1,000 hits a day. So it's happening. And we're always looking for new artists. So, you know, we're trying to do everything in-house. Don't give nothing away no more. Nobody's giving nothing away no more. So we're hanging in there.
Absolutely. Obviously, you all are veterans of this game and living legends.
Yeah.
Your resume is beyond extraordinary and impressive in terms of the musical acumen, being one of the mainstays of this music we love so much. As I said in the introduction, man, when we were growing up, anytime you knew a go-go band was, it was party time. That's all it was.
Absolutely.
It was just you all just brought such a exciting and engaging sense of festivity, fun, and funk, not in that order. Tell us about your history, how you got into this, and a little bit of the history of how go-go became a thing out in D.C. in terms of how to
originate. Well, in 1977-78, there were only four go-go bands to start off with.
Yes, sir.
Chuck Brown, Trouble Funk, Rash, and the EU. That was the only four bands. After about 2 years, other bands like Backyard Band, Junkyard Band, they start coming in. We had already put out Pump Me Up, and matter of fact, Pump Me Up was one of the most sample songs in all the rappers. So we were on tour with Run DMC and LL Cool J and all them, and BC Boys. I mean, they all used our music at that point. After me and my brother Robert Reed, Taylor Reed, Tony Fisher, Big Tony Fisher, and James, we started the group. We were more like a funk group. And so we brought the funk. We hit that go-go, put that funk on it, and now we're going to put some soul on it. That's why we named our album Go-Go Soul. It's time to put some soul in it now because, our music was so sampled, and it told us that people are not into laying back. They don't want to be sad. I mean, there's enough going on in the world. People don't really need sad songs. They need something that's going to make them feel better, uplift. Because you can hear a sad song by turning on the radio, turning on the TV. All that stuff is sad. But, you know, our music has always been happy, and we want to kind of keep it that way. Because things are going to change, AI is going to come, and we're prepared for it. And I think all the rappers, everybody who's doing their thing, just keep doing it. Because we're going to get past it if nobody else gets past it. So after we did that in 78, when hip-hop music came out, man, we had dropped that bomb on them. But that rap music from New York just took over. But we were on Sugar Hill label. Then we went from Sugar Hill label to Island Records. While we were on Island Records was Trouble Funk. I don't think the only other artist that I remember was Jay-Z, Trouble Funk, U2. We were all on Island Records together, with a lot of reggae artists. And that's how we traveled around the world. You know, we did a thing in Japan, Trouble Funk Live in Japan. We did Montreal about 2 times with Herbie Hancock and all them. Yeah. We were in Spain and Berlin when the wall was still up. So we had our own record company, DETT. So before that got started, we had already built up a significant following with ourselves without a record company. And it looked like it's coming back around again. So we have our own, we still have DETT Records, but we still have Go-Go Soul Records also. And we always looking for young artists. You know, old guys need to put the young guys on the stage with them. We need to bust the house up, really. So that's probably the history of Trouble Funk. It used to be Trouble Funk Band and Show, but when we had a big old sign on the stage, and that sign, nobody read nothing but the big print and said Trouble Funk, so they call it Trouble Funk from then on. And that's how we got to this point. Like I said, our records was probably the most sampled. Only other samples more than ours was James Brown at that time. So, you know, we're back to doing what we do best. So
when you think about – okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You can question.
No, you're good. And then,
you know, music is a hell of a thing, I think. And, you know, I studied mm-hmm. – I have a degree in music. A lot of the cats in our group have degree in music education. Myself, I'm a physician. One of the other guys is a PhD in organic chemistry. Life, you don't know what you have to do. Just keep moving. You know, you got to keep moving. You got to be versatile if you need to be. Not everybody needs to be versatile, but some people do. And you don't stop. Music is not something to have a gift and give it up because you get older. Don't make sense. You keep going until you fall out. I mean, Chuck Brown played up until a week before he passed away on this stage. You know, this is what life. So we're going to do this until we fall out.
Yeah,
no matter what else we do, we do this.
Key. Yeah, that's the key of it.
Yeah,
that's
what you got to do.
Passion behind it.
Right. And if you look at hard times, music, through jazz, through blues, we have made music in some of the worst times in our history. When things get really bad, we sing, we dance, we create, we jazz, we blues, we rock and roll. We always invent when things are hard. That's why I tell you, don't give up. Don't let the times change you. This is the time to create, you know. And that's what you got to keep doing. If you want to stay ahead, yeah, you can't stop. You just got to go. Now, if you have to work, you work. If you have to go to school, you go to school. But you keep doing your thing by any means necessary. So when AI get here, we're going to be ready. I don't see us not being ready. And that's my piece on that. And go-go music is just a happy music. That's why it's called go-go. You keep going, man. And you're going, and you keep going, and you're going. Remember, we used to start playing at 9 o'clock and didn't stop one beat until 6 in the morning. You didn't have time to do nothing but dance all night. Yeah, we went from, no, the beat didn't stop. When that music stopped, it was time to go home. So, I mean, because it's a happy music. It's a feel-good music. And, but that's what I, you know, that's my piece on that. So, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yeah, that's the type of vibe
the old guys got to bring these young guys on the stage, let them do their rap, let them do their thing, and fit it, because go-go, believe it or not, the rappers already proved they can do it. you can get on it. They've been doing it for years. So all the new rappers, I said, come on down. So that's where we at right now. Like I said, we're rehearsing right now. You know, getting ready for a show at July the 29th at Woodstrap. But it's going to be a big go-go night.
Man.
There you go.
When you all looking at the history in terms of how, and even the musical background of you all collectively, because we did not know what you just told us, that you all not only are trained musicians, but you also are educated musicians in terms of notation, theory, arrangements. So how did you find, in terms of having that background and education with music, how did that enrich your sound more in terms of you all helping to find
well,
the niche?
As we started, my brother went to Howard. My brother went to Howard. He was at Howard University in a music school. James Avery was at Howard University doing his doctorate. I was in I had finished my music degree, and then I went into medicine. When things are hard and your craft is not working, don't sit still. 2 years go by, you sit still waiting for something to happen. Keep moving, but keep doing your thing. I went to school and I played on the weekend. When I thought when I got to the point where we were traveling so much, I had to hold back. But soon as things slacked down, I went back. It was you just got to make room, because you'll get old and you wish you had did this and you wish you had did that. I'm not saying school is the only way out. You know, there's a lot of nowadays. College may not be for everybody. You know, right. When I first started off, I wanted to be a brick mason. I thought that, and it's still a good profession. So you can do a lot of things. You can do a lot of things in a, because life ain't that long. Ain't that long. I have raised my kids, have my grandkids. You know, life is not that long. You got to hit it. Like I said, come on. Young folks got to keep going. And the older folks that's been doing it a while, keep it moving, because that's how we create. We take the old, we take something new, and create. Look for blues to jazz, jazz to Smokey Robinson to punk rock. There's no end to this. If anybody is ready for AI, it's musicians. That's who's ready for AI. The rest of the world might not be ready for it, because a lot of people could lose their job, as you've been heard, but we're ready. This is the future I'm talking about.
Well, one thing about it with the AI movement that you've been talking about is something that, you know, one thing, and see, this is what people have to understand about computers and where they're talking about how they can mimic voices and everything. Voices are about frequency. It's about tone. It's about inflection.
Yes.
But one thing
and
about
the tone
it,
in between the tones.
Yes, absolutely.
They can't imitate tones in between tones. They can't get
you.
They can't fluctuate. They don't have the feeling, but they're not making them have feelings. They're making them the work.
Exactly. And one thing about it, people have to understand, the computers can only do what man's programs can
tell
do. But if man's ability is limited in terms of what he can program, there's surely no way in hell that they can do what you all do and do it as effectively and engagingly. That's why, like you said, we dig you when you say you're ready, because can't nobody imitate what you all do.
We ready. I'm telling you, especially Afro-Americans in this country here, we're taking the blues, jazz everywhere in the world, and we will and we will continue to innovate. No matter how bad times get, we're going to come up with something else. We're going to keep coming, and it's not. This is history. You know, and it is what it is. I just tell people, just keep going. Keep going.
Man,
you know, if you got to work a job, work a job, but keep going.
Yeah, we are resilient. We're very resilient.
We survived slavery. We survived lynching. We survived Jim Crow laws. You know, we survived all of that. You know, so, and in the process, you know, I mean, look at what we've, look, Conte Cullen. Benjamin Banneker.
Yeah.
Mae Jemison.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, our
and believe me, they did not do that and when times were peaceful. They did it under stress. It's always that way.
That part.
You know.
All the best reasons
so,
made
you know,
under pressure.
Yeah. So Trouble Funk is here. Go-go music is here. Hip-hop music is still here. I'm just hoping none of them can't stop, man. I just don't. I like to see Jay-Z keep going. I like to see Run DMC and all the and members who are here just keep going. I like to see the new artists just keep going. Lil Durk, just keep going, man. Don't, because you're young, just make it forever. Because people we're gonna need this. You know, I don't want to turn on the radio and hear a sad song all the time. I want to hear something that's gonna uplift my soul when I can't uplift myself. You know, so and I think. Go-go music is just another one that's in there with it. You know, it's been around, and a lot of the bands are popping up. The bands in Japan, the bands in go-go bands popping up everywhere now because people are feeling that.
What was it like?
So you know,
we. 80s? Oh, go ahead.
In the '80s,
Because I was going to ask, like, to really see that resurgence, to kind of see that resurgence in terms of, especially, of course, EU, for those that don't know, Experience Unlimited, Marcus Miller, the lead, of course, doing the butt for the school days.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, you know, it never left. But we really saw what you all laid the foundation for, of course, Junkyard, Backyard, of course, you know, DJ Flex with the Water Dance will come later. I mean, even we, I mean, and hip hop was always a part of it because we even seen the cover, a go-go cover of, you know, Mobb Deep Shook Ones. I mean, it was like.
So you have, you know, somebody said, you know, we've been doing this 40 years. Some people have careers that have come and gone already. I remember we was on tour with Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we opened up for Red Hot Chili Peppers. We played with U2. We played with all of them. And I used to always say, man, that group right there is good. I remember what's the other group out of out of Boston, the five guys, New Edition. When they first come out, they used to open up for us. And my brother used to go tell them, man, this is what y'all need to do, man, because y'all got a high record. But they got big. I mean, a lot of cats just kept going. And I don't see them get cats stopping. They can try to stop, but their soul is not going to let them. That's the thing about having a gift. Your soul won't let you let it go. So, you know, the 80s was like that. We played with anybody and everybody. We didn't care. We played with all the groups from War. We played with War a lot. We played, you name it, we played with them. No, but it was a good time for bands being on stage. But the stage can keep changing, see? You can change the stage much as you want, but as long as you produce and people come up, people, I think, want to have fun right now. They don't want to sit back and be quiet, clap their hands, and time to go. So I think, you know, what goes around comes around. Some things are coming back. I would never thought we would hurt any city with Jim Crow. He's trying to call it a law. You know, things like that. Some things do come back around. That's why history is so important, to know where, because you know where you came from. You kind of know what things are going, and you kind of say, okay, this might circle back on us in 20, 30 years. But like I said, music got its own thing. I like all kind of music, though. I like country western. I like it all. I like it all, because if you don't listen to it all, you need all of it. That's how you create. You need it all. You know, it's
absolutely
crazy, but I like it all. I like it all. Charlie Daniels, I like all that.
One thing about it, think about all the different genres, they all bring something to the table.
Yeah, you're right. And you can miss it if you want to. You can miss it if you want to, thinking I don't need that. But that's what we
have. But one thing I think that makes music so, it just makes this, it shows we're all tied together through the sounds of it. And that is how we're all connected as humans. When you look at references from different songs, you know, and how people can come together, and even the most unlikeliest of collaborations, like, you know, of course, LL Cool J and his band Too Much Joy did a song in the 90s for those that remember called That's a Lie. I mean, you had Anthrax and Public Enemy Bring the Noise, you know. You know, you had
then
bands
you got the,
like
the
Biohazard.
And now you got the Caribbeans are coming in, you know, the Africans are coming in, Africa's coming in. They all bring it. That's why music is going to be one of those universal languages. It always has been. And if you try to get away from that, you can't win. If you're not trying to fit music in with everyone else, you can't win. This is not that type of game. This is a life game for till death do you part. You know, and it is what it is. So
what was it like? Yeah, I was going to ask, what was it like going on tour and seeing it go, just seeing the audience react to y'all?
Well, touring is a little bit more difficult than what people think. I think within our years, we've maybe had 3 deaths on the road. It happens.
Our condolences.
The Foo Fighters, you know, they just had lost one of their drummers. Death is going to happen. It doesn't have, if it's a plane crash, if it's a bus crash, people running over your roadies when they're trying to set up stuff. But you just keep going, you know, because you have to look at risk and benefit. The benefit is always going to be high if it's your gift. You can't stop. But you don't forget those people. I don't forget my brother. We started this program together, but what can you do? You can't sit and cry all the time. That's not what people want to do. They didn't suffer through this. These jazz musicians, they didn't go this long just to let you just sit back and cry. They want you to keep going. So, all right, so I'm going to get back up in this rehearsal, man.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Getting ready to go. You know, we still play Pump Me Up, Drop the Bomb. Sometimes we even play Chuck Brown songs since he's not here. We try to, you know, rep him, you know. So that's what we're doing.
Definitely, man. We definitely going to be supporting you guys everywhere, step of the way. And I also want to thank Angela for making this happen, making you guys up.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. We appreciate all the love, man, because that's what it's about. We try to make ourselves accessible to other people. People can approach us. We're not, you know, this is not about who's a star and who's not. Everybody's a star. Right now, everybody who's hanging out there and doing it, we all star. And so you have to be approachable. And we're making that happen. We're not hiding behind walls. We're too old for that.
Right.
So I'm happy to be on here talking to you and getting your thoughts. And I'm logging in my thoughts, you know. I took some stuff from you today. I want to tell you now. I hear you.
Look,
so we're going to get back in here so you can hear the band.
Okay.
I'm going back in up here, see if we can get it on. All right. Are we good?
All right, now.
Welcome back anytime. Thank you again.
All right.
Appreciate
Our pleasure. All righty.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, peace.
On that note, we about to sign up out of here. That was a prelude that we're gonna give y'all for the coming weeks to come. It's gonna be a dope summer for content. Be sure to subscribe to the Off the Cuff Radio YouTube channel. You can also find our replays on Spotify. You can find it on iHeartRadio, YouTube, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast. Damn it, we everywhere.
Yep.
Definitely everywhere. And big shout out to Angela for making this interview happen. And we're going to have more content
Absolutely.
To come, more interviews to come on the way. So thank y'all once again
yep.
for checking us out, and we out.
Peace.
One.